Greetings in the name of the Lord. This is Jim from don'tperish.com and John 4:24 Radio, coming to you today with another teaching of discernment and truth from God's Word. Hope you're doing well. It's a beautiful, glorious, sunny February day here. I want to bring you an interesting topic: judge not, lest you be judged. Now, there's a very dangerous practice that many who claim a faith in Christ are using regarding the Word of God. Now, this bad habit of following man-made denominations and doctrines lead to taking the Word of God out of context to suit their own needs and beliefs. Now, in this article and in this post that we did on our website at don'tperish.com and our discernment site, we would like to discuss one such famous ill-quoted verse or area of scripture that is quoted out of context and examine what its real meaning is. In fact, I was surprised that we had not had anything on our website yet about judge not, lest you be judged, as it's probably, well, it's from Matthew 7, and it's probably the most famous misquoted verse of the Bible, and it's the words of Jesus Christ, again, from Matthew 7. And sadly, people use it, many people that are very unbiblical, they don't understand the fullness of God's Word, they haven't studied it much, they're religious people, modern pastors use it, and they use it as a personal battering ram on others to try and stop people from simply calling sin, sin, and biblical error, error. Now, if we take that area of Scripture, judge not lest you be judged, from Matthew 7, we can explore what it really means. Okay? Now, sadly, those same people who will tell you don't judge are actually very often found judging you at the same time they're saying don't judge. Did you catch that? They're telling you you should never judge while they're judging you and they're being judgmental. Interesting. Would that make them hypocrites per God's holy word? Yeah, we think it does, and I think that's important to bring out in this teaching. So we need to make sure we're using God's word rightly. Now, this unbiblical tactic is used mostly when you're trying to shun the error of their spiritual ways, the error of their denominational system, maybe some sin in their life, and showing them that it's counter to God's word. Their misuse of scripture and taking it out of context, well, it doesn't work on people who actually know the word of God and how to apply it properly. These people claim that Jesus said, judge not lest you be judged, means you could never make any judgments about what is right or wrong. Does that one verse taken out of context really mean just what they say, that you can never judge anything? This one verse that's pulled way out of context, let me tell you, it does not mean that at all, that we are never to make any type of judgments. And let me explain to you why. By reading all of God's word, we can see that truth is not hard to find if we're seeking all truth from God's word. Now, I'm going to read that area of scripture for you from Matthew 7, okay? And let's go all the way down to the cover most of the area that people regard and quote regarding this scriptures. Judge not that you not be judged, for with that judgment you judge, you shall be judged, and with that measure you mete out, it shall be measured unto you. And why beholdest thou mote in the brother's eye, but consider not the beam that is in your own eye? Or thou say to thy brother, let me pull the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in your own eye. Thou hypocrite, first cast the beam out of your own eye, then you shall see clearly to cast out the mote of thy brother's eye. All right, now, see that when we read in context, go beyond just the first quoted scripture, the truth really begins to come out, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. See, Jesus Christ is not teaching to never judge at all, is he? No. He is only teaching his people, his followers, his disciples, to judge rightly. And also, how you judge, you will be judged. He makes it very clear that we should never be judging others if our own life is full of sin and disobedience against God's word. He instructs believers, right, once we have repented of our sins, we're following Christ, can we ever reach perfection? No. Are we to strive for it? Matthew 5:48. Yes. Are we to be repenting daily of our sins? Yes. Once we have that heart and that mind for God and we're walking in holiness and obedience to his word, then he says, now we can rightly judge and help others out of their spiritual issues. And really, that is what the body of Christ is to do, to keep it pure. Amen? We're to look after each other. We're to hold each other accountable, rebuke, encourage, all those things. Now, the truth is, we know that it is very godly and loving to help others out of their spiritual sin and spiritual error, as that those errors and that sin may indeed cause them to find judgment and hell. Well, the book of Jude tells us to pull people out of the flames and help them if we care and we love them. So that's exactly what it is. People say, oh, you're judgmental, that's mean, it's intolerant, it's mean-spirited. No, it's the most loving thing you can do. If you saw a man sitting on the railroad tracks about to be crushed by a train, you would drag him off the tracks, even if you had to do it violently. Well, sometimes we have to tell people things that are hurtful to them so they can see the truth, and that's the most loving thing we can do. Now, how do we understand that Scripture teaches us, in correct context, how God wants other believers to call out, other believers, to call ourselves out? How do we know that? Well, there's many verses to look at, but let's just look at a few, all right? If we look at 1 Corinthians 5, in that chapter, the Apostle Paul judges a man who is in the church body. He's in sexual sin, and Paul tosses him out of the body. And he tells the believers in that chapter that they are to judge those in the body, not the world. We don't judge the world. We are to judge the body, meaning other believers. And then Paul turns around and actually scolds them for almost boasting or being proud of his sin and for not judging his sin and dealing with him, all right? Also, the Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Timothy 5:20, he says to rebuke those who sin publicly so others may see. Instead of hiding the sin, ignoring the sin, avoiding the sin, we're to take it head on in love and care and concern for our brothers and sisters. Expose it to them first privately, obviously, Matthew 18, go to them, and help them. And if they won't, well, they've got a problem and they need to be expelled out of the body, right? And also, 1 Thessalonians 5:21, Paul tells us, test all things. So we're to test what people are doing. We're to test what people are saying. We're to test how people are living. We're not talking about peeking in people's windows here. We're talking about open public sin that defames God's word, defames the body, and we're supposed to help each other with that, all right? So by this we can see that it's important to study all of God's word in context, all right? Lest you'll be deceiving yourself and others with your theology and your doctrine. Pulling a verse out of context and using one small area is a dangerous thing to do, and it really shows a lack of biblical understanding, deep spirituality, or a total disregard for the truth of God's word in full. We know that man-made religion is very good at teaching people such bad theological habits. We sat through it for many years ourselves in the pews, and it really just makes for sloppy and sinful Christianity in the end. Just look at the denominational systems today. The only people who really run around saying, judge not, lest you be judged, and we hear that all the time, are those who are, well, how do I say this lovingly? They're ignorant of God's full word, and we find most often they also love their sin, and they're looking to defend their man-made false religious systems because they just want to live in it guilt-free. Well, God's word doesn't tell us that. God's word doesn't teach us that. God's word doesn't allow that, all right? That is not the fruit of a true, obedient follower of Christ, is it? So, the truth is we must make judgments every day on a daily basis. You know, who can tell us we cannot judge things? Jesus said in Matthew 7 to judge rightly, don't judge like a hypocrite. But clearly, we do judge things all the time. We judge distances. We judge how to discipline a child. We judge roads that we drive on. We judge our life experiences. We judge business opportunities, medical situations, etc., etc. So our judging things, again, rightly, when we're obeying God's word and not walking around like a hypocrite and training ourselves to be obedient and holy to God's word, obedient and holy to God's word, this is a very good thing. Without it, you will not be able to live a spirit and truth life of worship. That's found in John 4:24. Remember that. If you don't judge rightly yourself and others, you will not be able to walk in the spirit and truth life of worship, John 4:24, that Jesus Christ told us God's true people must have to worship the Father. So we would encourage you, please consider these points. Go to God's word. Learn it. Forget man-made religion. Forget those false words from God's word. That's what don'tperish.com is all about, taking you to God's word. Repent of all your known sin and learn about more of your life, of what you're doing that's not pure and good, and cleanse yourself and walk in holiness and obedience, and always judge yourself and others rightly, and then you will be fully honoring the Father and the Son. Amen. Now, go to don'tperish.com, click on the gospel page, and you will find the Good News Gospel. You can read it. You can listen to it. It walks you through how to find eternal life. There's also a 10-point test there that teaches you the difference between the true New Testament church and man-made false religion. So this has been Jim at don'tperish.com, John 424 Radio. Thanks for joining me. Judge not, lest you be judged. Oh no, it doesn't mean what they tell you. Read all of God's word. Read it in context. Walk in obedience and holiness, and then you can judge rightly. Till I come to you next time with more truth and discernment from God's word. Remember, rejecting all of man's false ways, including taking God's word out of context, and clinging to God's holy word alone. Take care, and may God be praised.